Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, right now, 98.9 Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Also, our friends at Rock 100.5, The Cat, in Oklahoma City.
Wow.
And our newest affiliate, 1210, The Man in Miami, Florida. What a big show we have for you today. Bad jokes coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. And, of course, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. A couple stories about numbers. We had a woman in Houston. She was giving birth. We assume she knew that she had six children ready to go.
I hope so.
But she gave birth to six children in a record 9 minutes flat.
I wonder if she's one of those people that is always late for stuff.
It's a girl, too. It's a boy. It's a girl, it's a girl, it's a boy, it's a girl. I mean, geez, a whiz, that's 9 minutes.
That's and then how much longer do you wait after that to see if any more are coming?
Mm-hmm. Then we have the story of the Canadian man who was just put to jail for 7 years. His crime, he had 51 turtles strapped to his pant leg as he was trying to smuggle those turtles from Canada into China.
Mm-hmm.
Our question, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kat. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I have, I guess it's a family collection. We have over 10,000 comic books collectively.
Wow.
Yeah, altogether.
Could you open up a comic book store with that many comic books? How many comics are in an average store?
Not that many.
I wouldn't know that, but these comic books, they're all, like, you know, kept organized in boxes. They fill up, like, a small room in the house, and my mom is, you know, more or less tolerated that over the years, so it's kind of mostly my dad's thing, and my oldest brother has kind of taken over it as
well. What about you? Did you get into comic books at all growing up, knowing you're surrounded by all of these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a huge, like, comic book nerd.
Okay, you had to be. They were sitting all around your house growing up, I would think, you know.
So, now, are they selective with the comic books they collect? I mean, are the real titles they're going after, or are they just getting as many comic books as they can?
I would say selective. My dad is more like a DC comic book collector. He has a lot of Marvel issues as well.
Okay, what is his favorite comic? Who's your dad's favorite comic?
Superman.
Batman.
And how about your older brother?
Good question.
What about your older brother?
Probably Batman as well.
And what about yourself?
Batman.
Okay. Now, between the three of you, which are each of your favorite movie Batmans? Because the interpretation is from the comics.
Michael Keaton.
You hope so. So
Val Kilmer.
Who do you think has done the best
Ben
job
Affleck.
In your mind of playing that role so far that you've seen?
I honestly think Christian Bale's portrayal is really nice and kind of more, like, realistic, a little bit outside the comic book world. But I guess if you want to be kind of more comic booky, yeah, Michael Keaton.
Okay, I gotcha.
I was going to say,
let me ask you this. The Christian Bale ones are dope.
Adam West is mine because I grew up watching the television show, and Adam West just had a different way that he carried that character.
Well, the problem is this, though. So we grew up with Adam West playing Batman, which is not a problem. He was spectacular in the role, but as we got older, then we discovered the Batman is kind of an anti-hero, a bad dude, because mm-hmm. the Adam West portrayal that...
It was very campy.
All right, but if you had to pick the next Batman, it's up to you, because apparently you come from a weird family of Batman lovers. Who would you pick to be the next Batman?
I have no idea. I was actually okay with the latest guy. I don't even remember
Affleck.
His name. Yeah, but he stepped down from that role recently, so I'm not even sure who would fill that role right now. But I don't know.
All right.
That's a good question, though.
Okay.
That's always the one. Like, you can cast all these other people. Maybe people complain about it. Maybe they don't. But every time they cast a new Batman, like, it becomes this massive discussion.
Batman and Bond.
Yeah, but what if
right.
it was
Bond
like,
is say, another
I would piss off everybody. I would eat your salad. It'd be Batman, too.
Absolutely. That would, you know, dude, I was thinking the same thing. That's why they call me the Dark Knight player.
But what if it was Paul Giamatti? Like, what if they cast Paul Giamatti?
But see, I think he could do it. He can deliver. Not quite a tough guy, but, like, mentally a tough guy.
Okay.
Okay? But... Man, I say you go for it, because here's the thing.
What about Macaulay Culkin?
Just because you're a billionaire does not mean you are good looking.
No, no.
It does not mean you are fit. I know the Batman's fit, but like, you can still be a guy, you see your parents get murdered, you become a vigilante, right? He kicks the living piss out of all these people, but he pulls off his mask. Yes, it's Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm.
What if it
I
was...
I feel like billionaires do get buff, though. Bezos did.
Yeah, okay.
What if it was Adam Sandler?
He could pull it off.
Think so?
I think the way to cast Adam Sandler as Batman is to not tell anyone you've cast Adam Sandler as Batman first. Start your Batman movie, open with a Batman sequence. He does all the stuff we expect. And then when he's Bruce Wayne and shows up at the party, then let everyone be pissed off.
Well, and Adam Sandler already has a problem with penguins.
See what's going on here, Mr. Penguin. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitolas.
Hola.
So, I collect, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, all my joint containers that I get, I got drawers and drawers full of them. I build things out of them. I make things, you know, I use them for, like, coat hangers and stuff. And I got tons of other weed containers that I just, for some reason, I hold on to them. My wife kind of, you know, she wonder why I do it, and
that's a fair question.
I can do a lot of things with them.
You take the individual tubes that a single joint comes in, and then you construct things with these.
Yes, and you
suppositories.
Know, I can reuse them.
So how do you connect them like you would like docking? I mean, do you just slide one into the other and then continue your thing?
Well, you can kind of do that. You can cut them, and you can make like. I don't know. I've made like cool different designs, like birds and weird things out of it, you know, like cutting them. And
do you do it when you're high?
Yeah.
Okay.
Much.
Yeah. Okay.
This is super stoner.
That's full service. Yeah. If it really is.
How many joint containers do you have, would you guess?
Oh, man. I've thrown quite a few away, but I'm guessing probably around 100 or so.
All right. Okay. I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want to know. I wouldn't want to see it. I don't think I'd want to see it. God damn, I smoke a lot of weed.
You know you do.
Yeah, exactly.
The difference is you never feel guilty about it. Like, you would not want to see the number of cigarette butts that we've left in our life. Yeah. Right? Then I'd feel bad. Maybe I'd feel bad if, like you said, you take an Olympic-sized swimming pool and all the beer you've consumed goes in. But I feel worse about cigarettes. I don't feel too bad about beer, except there are some occasions where I've had too much beer and did something stupid. But the weed, I'd be like, cool.
What would be your worst pile? Like a pile of French fries? I mean, what do you think that you'd see and go like, oh, geez, a whiz.
Cigarettes, man.
Man, oh, man, did I have a,
You know, after cigarettes, I'd be surprised, honestly, especially as a grown-ass man.
Stack boxes of pizza.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know what, dude? That's what it'd be for me.
Stack boxes of pizza?
Yeah. It would be bad.
And yours would be cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Because at some point, you as an adult, you cannot stop eating the sugary goodness, man.
Well, I mean, you're the only one buying them. It's
not like... Yeah, but I have kids. My kids don't even know that Cinnamon Toast Crunch exists. They're still eating, like, plain Cheerios, right? They get the cereal.
You still
like,
haven't given them a taste.
No! No! And
have
I'm
they
not
asked
going
for a
to.
Taste?
No, they don't know that it exists. They don't know it exists, and I break it out when I get stoned, the kids have gone to bed,
all right.
And I need a bowl of cereal.
So you never would just have a bowl of cereal in front of them?
Not in front of them, no. And on occasion, they'll get up in the middle of the night, and I realize, like, you hear the kid walk in the living room, and I have this bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I throw paper on it, magazines, anything, because I don't want them to ask, hey, man, what's in the bowl? Because I know this as a fact. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And as a child, once they get a taste of this, it's over.
Yeah, it's like a drug.
It is a drug. I'm addicted to these things, man. So, no, I'm not telling my kids.
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Which is ridiculous. I admit that. Hello, Kozak. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So, I have a pretty large collection of magic cards, probably a couple of 100,000.
As in, like, Magic the Gathering magic cards, right?
Yeah, Magic the Gathering cards.
So, how many of those are duplicates? I mean, I know a vague amount about Magic the Gathering. I understand what it is. I know it's popular. But how many different cards are there?
There's, man, There's probably around 50,000 different Magic cards right now.
Now let me ask you a question: Are they incorporated into the same game, or do they play a different way?
There's lots of different formats that you can play. So some cards are legal in some formats, some aren't.
Okay,
but it just depends on how you want to play the game.
What is the most valuable deck of cards you own out of the group, or is it a single card?
The most expensive single card I got?
Either one.
Is there something called like the Black Lotus or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's like $50,000.
Jesus!
Like a weird currency or like real money, $50,000?
Like real money. Some of those go for more than that.
Why is that card worth $50,000?
Well, think about it this way. Say you're, you know how the World Series of Poker, they pay you out lots of money?
Sure.
There's world tournaments that make lots of money playing the game. And if you need the one card that can pretty much guarantee you to win the game, it's going to be worth some money.
Okay. Is that card like the big joker in spades? It just wins every time?
It's not like that. It just allows you to advance your game a lot quicker.
I got you.
Is it like introducing
a machine gun to the Middle Ages? You're going to war, but you got this tool.
Actually, it doesn't do any damage or nothing like that, but it advances your resources. Okay.
Would one of these just randomly show up in a deck, or do you have to, you know what I mean, go out and search for it? I mean, could you open up a deck of cards and you got it, like baseball cards?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore. It was only printed in the first three sets, Alpha, Beta, Unlimited. And that was in 1993. So they've never reprinted it, and they're never going to reprint it.
So do you have one in your 100,000 cards? Do you have one of these so I know whether or not I'm going to rob your home?
No. My most expensive card is $200. Not even close. There's lots of cards that are in the $1,000 range. I don't have none of them anymore.
So
I got five collections stolen, but...
Jesus.
Wow. So they are worth something to somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How much would your collection be worth? Not what you would want for, but how much would it be worth?
Like if I was to break it down and sell it, would probably be about $8,000.
Okay. Now, are you some kind of like master, you know, magic Jedi or something like that based on all this stuff and all this knowledge?
Don't cross your fantasy streams, bro.
Yeah.
No. I don't actually do tournaments anymore. I've done a couple of first place, but only small local stuff. I've never done any like pro tours or anything like that. Because like you win a tournament, like they'll fly you out to like Germany or Japan and doing the big stuff. It's awesome.
Yeah, I show you my black blossom.
If you want to go play in a pro tournament, man, we'll get you a men's room jacket with your name on it. You know what I mean? You can go out there pimping.
Yeah, we'll definitely get his name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very important.
Like a bowling jacket. We'll get one of those satin ones. You know what I mean? We'll put a Bud Light sticker on
it. It won't look good, but it'll be free. Count on that.
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLAM or your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh boy, is this guy in big trouble. A North Carolina man faces felony charges after officers found him with 216 Venus flytraps.
I understand that is weird. Why is that bad?
Archie Lee Williams Jr., 41, of Bolivia, North Carolina, is looking at 73 counts of felony taking of a Venus flytrap. The Venus flytrap is listed as a special concern and vulnerable plant on the North Carolina Protected Plant Species list.
Well, I will be gobsmacked.
Officer John White said the tips rolled in for a month before they were able to catch the suspect. What kind of tips?
Hey, man, I'm pretty sure it's a guy digging up Venus flytraps.
Hey, man, I live in an apartment building. There's not one fly in the whole place. It's weird.
I mean, it's humid, man.
They used to take us on field trips to the coast to go get our own out of the ground.
Well, maybe it's a limit of how many you can take. You know, like deer season, you can't shoot like every deer out there.
Maybe he had one and then he made a bunch more.
Do they grow natively to North Carolina?
Yeah, it's my understanding. I mean, I don't think they're an invasive species, but we used to go out. I think it was biology class.
It can't be invasive. There's no way. If you said there's a meat-eating plant that's invasive, I feel like they'd have jumped on that,
that's
right?
True. Yeah, I don't know. It's the strangest thing, but we used to be able to go get one, and then you had to care for it for a week and document whatever.
Apparently, they were illegally poached at the Brunswick County Game Land that is near Bolivia, and they were waiting for him. They spotted him getting into his vehicle. Yeah, but 216 Venus flytraps. Our question, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tawny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
My husband and I have 7 cars.
You have 7 cars?
7, yes.
Do they all run?
Yes, but we don't drive all of them.
Well, because there's only 2 of you. From cheapest to most expensive, what have you got?
Our cheapest car is probably... we have two 92 Miatas. One is gutted and being turned into a race car.
Okay.
And the other one just sits there. It's like maybe worth $2,000.
Okay. Are both in running order?
The race car does not run yet.
Okay. All right. So you're working on that. So you're basically using one for parts and then you're putting one car that's going to be a working car out of those two.
Actually, my husband found a deal for 2 Miatas for $3,000. And we're flipping the running one to pay for the race car.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So what else do you have?
Let's see. We have an old 2001 Passat wagon, a 2003 Volkswagen GTI, an old Mazda V2600 truck, and then we have a new car, a 2017 Hyundai Elantra.
Wait, thank God you got that, because you needed something to drive.
How many of those cars are road-ready? In other words, how many are registered right now, insured, that you could take out on the road?
4, I believe.
All right. Okay, so most of them.
Now, let me ask you, if I'm your neighbor, does it look like I live in the 70 suburbs where you just have a pile of cars in front of your house?
Actually, they are all parked in parking areas.
All right. Okay. Okay. Look at that.
How about that?
No one ever does that.
No, they don't. Yeah, they put it in their front yard.
They're actually working on them.
Ted, when I was growing up, everyone I knew, their dad was working at no less than 3 different cars at any given time. Mm-hmm. And all 3, the only car they parked in the garage was the one they drove to work.
But did they work on them? I feel like a lot of people, quote unquote, work on cars and just drink beer around them.
Okay. Now, to be clear, as a child, I believe that they were working on it with their neighborhood buddies, okay? Because they always had tools, and yes, they had beer. Now that I'm an adult and a parent, I recognize what they were doing, which is getting away from the kids, the family, and standing around with the buddies drinking beer around a car that you have no intention of ever finishing.
Yeah, I imagine this couple has them parked not in the lawn because they're actually working on them and going to sell them.
Right.
Yeah. I had a neighbor like that, man. He had 9 cars.
They're not going to be able to hold on to that Miata.
And he was one of those cross-eyed Maryland guys. So when you look at him, you go, trade in. He goes, what? Like the guy when Harry, something about Mary.
Right. He's like, get all flustered. Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Why would I trade in? What is a trade in?
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
All right. So the thing that I have too much of, and this is like a Northwest problem, so other people might not get it, but I have too much weed, but there is a reason why.
All right.
So I am a delivery guy for one of the big companies here in Oregon. So every week we get free samples on Friday, which is awesome.
Free sample Friday.
Oh, it's great. Like edibles, cartridges,
did
flowers.
Did you just tell us, it's great? We know it's great because you said it's free samples of weed products every Friday.
It could be free French fry Friday at your job and we'd be down with it.
It's great. We get it.
But so the thing is, though, I've got so much. It's like all in a Playmate cooler now, like individual like little compartments. So like when I get food delivered, I tip them in weed. When I go do karaoke, I tip the karaoke DJ in weed, and I still have too much.
Now, wait, let me ask you this. Do you have to establish with the different delivery drivers, and I'm sure they get familiar with you, like, hey, man, I don't like to roll with cash as far as tips, but I can hook you up with a couple of buds. Like, they know this before they get there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been a couple of guys when I open the door, they're like, oh, my God, it's you. Yes. Because
I a couple of technical questions for you. Typically, here in Washington State, the weed is date stamped. So you at least know the time of harvest or the time that it was packaged.
Because, boy, I always cared.
Well, it's on there. So, like, you can see the date and out. So what is a reasonable amount of time
to be able to keep weed before it's not really like, could you keep it for 3 years? Could you keep it for a
best
year?
Best if does used
it,
by.
Right, exactly. Does I mean, it have,
yeah, it, used it, all, by it all depends. Like in Oregon, we actually, like in our metric system, we have over like 1 million pounds of weed that hasn't been sold yet from like last year's harvest. So you could keep, if it, as long as you keep it dry and in like in a dark place, you could keep it reasonably for like up to like a year and a half, and it's still going to be pretty good.
I mean, have you guys considered doing, like, look, if I work at a car dealership or I'm in the lucrative business of selling mattresses, at the end of the year, for sure, I'm trying to get rid of my old inventory, make room for the new stuff. You got 1 million pounds of weed. Just like, look, honest to God, it's stamped from this year. It's maybe got a year left, but come down stupid prices. Buy the cartridges, buy the weed, buy the flower, whatever you got, but we need to make room for the new stuff. I mean, is that something that can be legally done in Oregon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's places you can get an ounce of weed here for like $30 to $40.
Yeah, that's why.
Man.
And,
like, I'm kind of happy to hear that, and I'm also really annoyed.
I know. That's
but again, you know, like, that's great that that exists. I've just, in my lifetime, and I bought a lot of weed in my lifetime, man, I've never stumbled on an ounce for $30 or $40.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's primo stuff, too. Like, it's not like dirt weed, and it's not a lot of seeds. Like, it's all clones and stuff, but, yeah, we grow way too much weed in Oregon.
Is there any legal outdoor weed grown in Oregon, like down by Bend or down by the California, you know, Oregon border?
Yeah, so down by like Medford and like southern Oregon, you drive around, you'll see it's all like 7 foot tall fences with sheeting and like barbed wire on top. But oh yeah, in like spring, late summer, you drive by, it smells wonderful.
I bet it does.
Nice.
It's better than going to see the tulips.
Man, oh man. Yeah, you want to get me to go to the tulip festival? Not tell exactly. Me it's next to the weed farm.
I'm glad it's not obvious, though, with a 7 foot high fence and barbed wire on the top.
Like, I think they're like, look, we know that you know what we have. We just want to keep you out.
But there's so much there that you really don't need to break in. You know what I mean? If you're going to get a $30 ounce.
Yeah, and you have a million pounds of surplus.
Yeah. You're not going to, right? I mean, it's like yeah, we just leave the brewery open. Nobody will come in and mess with it. Yeah,
we'll leave beer anywhere.
These copper taps out.
Yeah, you got to have that security.
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Drew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I had too many horror movie weapons.
Horror movie weapons?
Yes, sir.
Chainsaw, sword, glove with blades.
Exactly. In my collection, I had over 25 different machetes at one point.
Now, do they all represent different movies? Was there one character that used more than one kind of machete? What?
Like the Friday the 13th movies, everyone was a different machete. And then there's other movies, you know, they use machetes, you know. Several different chainsaws.
Now, let me ask you this, because I don't remember which one it was, because I saw it years ago. But it was a Friday the 13th, and I want to say in this one movie, because he had various ways of killing people. One was he zipped a chick up in a sleeping bag, swung it into a tree, and broke her back. No offense, I thought that was a funny scene. Where'd you put a sleeping bag in the collection? Another one, he had a plastic trumpet that he jammed into someone's eye socket, and it killed him. So, like, would the plastic trumpet be part of the collection? Because these things were used as an instrument of death.
You know, I never thought of it, but yeah, if I could come across them.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would be more intrigued to see a collection of horror movie weapons that are not traditional weapons. So if you said, hey, man, here's the bottle they smashed over the kid's head, sliced his throat. Here's the plastic trumpet they jammed into their eyeball.
How did you identify or come up with all the different types of machetes that were used in the movies? Where did you just do your research and find where they were and then go and look for those particular machetes?
Just happened to come across them at like garage sales or Walmart, Harbor Freight.
Okay. If let's just say that your neighbor was all chopped up from a machete, would anyone be surprised that it was you?
Probably not.
Anyone be surprised? No. Here's the question: would anyone be surprised that it wasn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be more surprised if it wasn't me. My friends used to call me the Slasher.
All right, Slasher.
So you weren't invited to a lot of sleepovers, I'm guessing.
Not really, no.
Okay.
I was always the oddball.
Yeah, how much do machetes run?
It depends on how much they're training for.
It all depends. You can pick them up from $5 to a couple $100.
What's your most valuable machete worth, do you believe?
Probably about $30.
Okay, fine. Not bad.
I mean, that'd be expensive to kill someone.
You should get crazy and just let the weeds go. Then you go out there and get to business.
Do the machete. Man, I'm telling you, it'd probably burn off a lot of steam.
I think I'd rather be Sickle Guy.
Sickle? Do you know how to use it well, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going to store it? And, like, are you going to pull it out?
They're really more efficient. I mean, they're I mean,
right, they're big.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like,
in your garage, man. Your sickle?
If you have a garage. I'm just saying,
fair enough.
Like, I have a machete, but that's basic defense.
I had a good one with a handle on it, man.
Sickle would be nice a pain.
It was really easy to use.
I think the handle's really important.
Yeah,
those are back in the days when Miles was the Grim Reaper.
But isn't a sickle more for farming?
Is you know we
yeah,
used
basically
to
go, right?
We used to cut down weeds around the transmitter when I worked at one of my first
What's
jobs.
A sickle?
Yeah, because you had to have them. You had to have the
Come
weeds
on, Miles.
Around the trans.
We got a broadcast at the public out there.
The tower FCC had these weird rules, like you couldn't have grass as high around the tower.
Most people use a lawnmower, not us. Well, we have a thing called a sickle.
But you got to remember, it's on top of a mountain. You know what I mean? There's nobody.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's in the middle of nowhere.
By the way, just real quick, we have some information to clear up some misnomers from earlier. One of the things that came up early in the show, and apparently a lot of our listeners have multiple nipples. All right, beyond the usual two. And the one thing that we kept saying was, why is it that when there's a third, fourth, or fifth nipple, it never looks like the other two nipples, like your two main ones? It doesn't look like a third piece of pepperoni.
That's a fair question.
Okay, so we've learned a few things. First of all, apparently nipples form over a little something that is called your milk line.
The milk line?
The milk line. Okay, so when you are forming as an embryo, this milk line is doing its thing, and where that particular tissue thickens up on the milk line becomes your nipples. Okay? That's what it is. Every once in a while, it will form a third or fourth nipple somewhere else along the milk line. Where our confusion has been, and this says a lot, those third and fourth nipples, the reason they mostly look like moles is because we are overstating what a nipple is. The nipples that we expect to see, and I cannot believe how many times I have said nipples today, but the nipples that we see.
And not once the clown.
It includes nipples the clown. Give a tug. It's the areola. So when these third nipples form, they don't form with the areola.
It's just the
nipple, right?
Okay.
And now it makes complete sense to me. So what I've discovered is when you take the areola away from the nipple, nipples are unfathomably ugly. They are remarkably
small.
A teeny dude.
Nipples overall aren't the best looking thing.
They're not.
Yeah, but that's based on the areola, in my mind.
Right. Sometimes you're like, wow. Right. Hey, look. It's not your nipples. It's the areola goes a long way. If I call someone salami boobs, it's not because the nipple. It's about the areola.
Then you can have like a quarter size or a dime size, and sometimes you get like a grape
massive.
Size.
Yeah. Yeah. You get other ones that are like so pale you can't even see they're there.
Yeah. It's like shopping for shoes. You know what I mean? You got boots. You got cowboy boots. You got tennis shoes. They're all different. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like your jean fit, right? Do you want straight cut, boot cut?
Oh yeah.
Do whatever. Slim.
Because nipples, man, that's one thing. You know, you're getting lucky, and there you go. And you always hope to find something good because they can always be a surprise.
Right, sure.
I think most things, though, whether it's nipples or other private parts, I feel like outside of an encounter with that person, you wouldn't mess with them.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're with a girl and you can see her nipples, it's awesome, right? But, like, I don't want to see those nipples on a dog.
Oh, right, right. No.
You know what I mean? Or we talk about, if you had a lollipop flavored after a certain thing.
The nipples aren't why you're there.
Right, right. There's certain things you endure because of the act. Because, like, when you're having sex, rarely do you say to yourself, just on a quick side note, baby, it smells fantastic. But in that moment, you understand what the smell is, but you would never buy an air freshener that smells like that.
Right. Like, my eyes are 3 inches from your butt.
Right. And I'm going to accept this reality right now.
For a while. And it's going to be there for a while.
It's your naked butt.
Right.
And we are sweaty. But in this moment.
I'm looking at it.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLD.
That's a really good point. I would never intentionally put my nose this close to your ass. But in this moment.
Yeah.
For what we're doing. And it's your naked ass. And it's sweaty. Everything about this says I shouldn't be here. But there's no place I'd rather be.
Yeah, it's crying. That's what I'm just saying. Like
in this moment,
like with
all
the dogs, it's like, oh God, get that away from me.
Right.
Like this or that, but like with a hot chick, you're like, all right.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a travel ad, you know?
No place you'd rather be.
Ah, yeah, come back to butt.
Yodel in the canyon. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. So what do you have too much or too little of?
Well, back in the late 80s, my ex and I used to collect those starting lineups thinking that we were going to provide for our children's college fund. Starting lineups are basically an offtake of all the baseball card craze that was going on where you had the little plastic figurine and then the card was in addition to the package.
Yes.
It's like a bubble pack.
All right.
So we probably have over 1,500 of them, and we cornered the market on plastic containers. our entire garage is The whole upper part is filled. We have a storage shed full of them. And they're worth about $2 each now on eBay.
What $3,000?
What were they when you bought them?
They were anywhere from $5 to $10. And then we had some special. They came out with special sets like Slam Dunk. And then they came out with hockey and soccer. And I don't even know the sports of the players.
Is there a chance that just one athlete, just one of those could, you know, maybe, I don't know, get you out of the red on that? Is there one that could be worth $10,000 or something? Maybe all the other ones suck, but you've got one that would be worth something?
No, maybe a couple $100, but I grabbed all the Michael Jordans and snuck back and texted to some of them after I lost her.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Then she took the rest and hit them, so I don't know where they're at now.
Sports memorabilia is like that. Right. I mean,
yeah, but at the time, it seemed like, yeah. To me, the big baseball card thing, it seemed like at the time, things were trending the right way, but once everyone got wind that things were trending the right way, the people would start buying like the full set boxes, right? Oh, yeah. And that's what just killed everything.
But that wasn't the fun part of it. It wasn't fun, man. It was the dumbest thing in the world. But 7-Eleven at one point in time when I was a kid, they had all the Major League Baseball helmets, but they had like these plastic hats, like a batter's hat.
Yeah.
And you go and you get a slushie. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, all, what, 26 teams in? Or I can't remember what it was. It was before the Diamondbacks and the Marlins and all that stuff. But I made it a point to go in there, and I was like, I don't need another Phillies one. But, you know, I went there, and I wanted a Slurpee, and that's how you got them. So, like, you know, you'd end up if they didn't have them all. But I tried to collect them all.
Were you that way with the plastic football helmets and the gumball machine?
Yes. I had them all.
That was my jam.
I had all those I had.
I got all of them up to a point, and that's when the NFL, Jesus Christ world.
You're going to talk about the Lions and still the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I had the Buccaneers. That was one of the last ones I got.
But the Lions, the Seahawks.
Got all 26. The Seahawks, the Buccaneers and the Seahawks did not exist at the time I did it.
I had those.
The other issue with baseball cards, though, too, is just nowadays you can see all the stars. You know what I mean? Like when we were kids, like you watched your local team and you were happy when those guys came through town. So I think the baseball card was more exciting because you could like, oh man, here's a West Coast player. Whereas now, like, everybody knows who Mike Trout is, what either coach you live on.
Yep, that's fact.
It's kind of lost some of the shine.
Still to come, bad jokes on the way. The Drunken Charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to kick off the bad jokes. Email those bad jokes to us at the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Also, still to come, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Our question, what do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Texas homeowner thought there were maybe a few snakes there underneath her home, but a snake removal company soon recorded video of their hours-long work to remove 45 rattlesnakes from under the house.
No, thank you.
Video was shot near Abilene, Texas. Nathan Hawkins, owner of Big Country Snake Removal, which obviously there's a lot of snakes in the area if you have a business that does only that. He told USA Today that 45 or more rattlesnakes were underneath the home. The company posted the 18-minute long video on Facebook, and it has been viewed more than 300,000 times. It shows Hawkins and a partner working to remove snake after snake after snake from a cramped space underneath the home. The Facebook post said, well, the owner on the Facebook post said he discovered a few snakes while attempting to fix a TV or cable issue underneath the home. He only saw a couple of them at first. So the company warned that many homeowners don't think it can happen to them, but rattlesnakes don't care how nice your house is or what kind of car you drive.
I'm not sure about that.
They simply care about survival. They use extended tools with hooks to pick up the snake, sometimes as they're rattling along there, sometimes showing their fangs. While the video has gained media attention, Hawkins said in a written message that the company regularly deals with similar situations. This is nothing new. We do this all the time. The biggest snake removed from the premises was 5.5 feet long.
Damn.
Which is a big rattlesnake.
Yeah, it's a big rattlesnake.
What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999-OLA.
Miles, I have fantastic news.
Okay.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so first time, long time. This is a theme. I guess I have four nipples.
Oh, listen to that.
Beautiful, dude.
Are they two on each side?
Two on each side. They're true nipples. They have areola. They have hair surrounding them.
Can I tweak
them? They have various levels of sensitivity.
Are they? Don't say it like that, man. Do not say it like that. Do
they? Talking.
So are they all roughly the same size?
No.
What's your favorite nipple?
The two lowers are smaller.
What's your favorite nipple to have suckled?
Oh, boy.
Any.
They're all great.
But you got to pick one. One, two, three, or four.
Oh, man. I'd have to say three would probably be the best.
Okay, cool. 10 is the big winner.
Now, do I
that
work
held
my
up
way,
three fingers.
Do I work my way in a clockwise motion, a counterclockwise motion? Would you like me to go between them diagonally, or is it more one side than the other side? How do you like them taken care of?
Oh, well, just start with normal, but left lower is best.
Okay.
Right. Left lower. That's good to know. For anyone else that has an extra nipple, what is it when you take off your shirt, would it be instantly obvious that you're packing four nipples?
No, actually, you have to look.
Okay. Let's say that you walk outside with a t-shirt on. A cold breeze blows, right? I look at you. Can I see four hard nipples?
Two really hard, lower left would be slightly hard.
So I can see three hard nipples.
So wait, are you saying basically your lower right nipple, as best I can tell, is just kind of like this dead nipple?
Yeah, it's the one that doesn't get the attention.
Yeah, it's there, but it's just kind of there.
Okay, yeah, it's now, the forgotten nipple.
Now, did,
it's the runt nipple. He's got nipple runts.
Do you tell people beforehand, or do they find this out on their own?
Oh, it's best when they find out on their own.
Are you sure best is the word? I'm just imagining myself, some lady.
I am sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I mean, it's like you're on a hike. You run into a bear. You finish the hike. You're already there.
I back out.
Okay, let me ask you this then.
That was an aggressive...
Yeah, I back out.
It's
a bear.
And you find out she has two vaginas. Like, are you more excited because she has two vaginas? I mean, there's only so much you can do, right? So if I have four nipples, but I'm still with one person.
I might be a little more excited.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, tonight we have sex, and in the morning it's like having sex with a new person.
Okay. Fine.
I mean,
there's two...
I would fight through it at the time because you know how it is. I'm just going to ignore the two vaginas.
I would have questions.
I would wait.
I got questions.
I would just ask
that for you. Stop mid.
But that doesn't change anything
in
my eyes.
Okay.
It's a buzzkill. What do you have too little or too much of? 844-999
Hola.
Hola.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.